From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In day four of the U.S. military campaign against Afghanistan, airstrikes were conducted against Kabul, the capital, and also in Kandahar, the Taliban stronghold city further south. Reports from Kabul indicate these were some of the biggest and longest attacks so far, and the targets included Taliban artillery units and a military academy. U.S. defense officials disclosed no details about tonight's strikes, but the war does appear to be entering a new phase. NPR's David Molpes is assisting with Pentagon coverage and joins us now. David, what's the latest from the Defense Department?
Well, officially, there was really no information about today's attacks from the Pentagon. There was no briefing held. In fact, the Pentagon has decided to revert back to having its standard practice of two briefings a week with reporters. It issued only a three-paragraph statement, and that was about bombing missions that occurred Tuesday, which involved only six targets. But there are more reports coming out tonight from Kabul in Afghanistan of yet another round of attacks. So it seems that this round-the-clock air campaign is still underway, and they may actually be heavier than they were yesterday. Now, Pentagon sources are being quoted saying that there is a new focus in this bombing on what they call leadership targets. Usually that means facilities, command and control facilities, but you never know, they could be talking about individuals as well. The other thing that's going on and being talked about certainly on background is that we're approaching this point of turning a corner, that we're getting out of the air war phase, or at least that's going to come to a close soon, and moving into the ground troop phase. And it's not exactly a big secret. Everybody's expecting small numbers of ground troops, special forces in particular, to be trying to find these terrorists in their hideouts.
And these presumably would be ground troops that would be brought into Afghanistan by helicopter?
That would be the normal way. I mean, I don't think they're going to see too many paratroopers dropping in because they need a way out. And they don't want to have these people staying there all that long. So the problem is, if you're going to launch these operations by helicopter, where do you do it from? Mm-hmm. And it presents a lot of political and logistical problems. Most of the Al-Qaeda network and the Taliban leadership are in the southern part of Afghanistan. At least that's where the U.S. thinks they are. The nearest launching pad then would be Pakistan. Using intelligence to be able to find targets and then get there quickly, you would want to go from the nearest launching pad. The problem is that Pakistan really hasn't given permission, at least publicly, for these operations, and it could cause great tensions, more serious demonstrations and attacks. So what do we do? The U.S. Can't send in just a few helicopters and a few troops. It's going to need security forces of its own. It's going to be a big contention if they go into Pakistan.
And if, we say if, presumably the U.S. is going to go in at some point from somewhere into Afghanistan, when? In a matter of days or weeks or months? What are you hearing?
Most people that I talk to think that this will take another week or two to get all of these helicopters in place, probably to iron out some of the politics of it, but certainly in the next few days. And Secretary Rumsfeld has basically said that conditions are very close to being what we want for what he calls the shadow war.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
NPR's David Molpes.